Washington wants the biggest bust in history. Pablo Escobar.
And his main distributor, Roberto Alcano. Mazur, you're partnering with Abreu.
I think we've been doing this backwards. We've been following the drugs to get to the bad guys. What if we chase the money?
We need to find new undercover identities.
Here we go. Bob Mussella.
Welcome to A Life of Crime.
Okay, here's the deal. Bryan Cranston continues his quest to become a serious dramatic actor in the movies with the new film The Infiltrator. This movie tells the story of federal agents who went undercover in the 80s to take down Pablo Escobar using his money laundering system as the conduit. Cranston is quite good in his role, channeling quite a bit of the dual personality we saw in Breaking Bad. Like any drama based on a true story, the narrative tends to be a bit uneven and strains to keep things grounded in character development. Add a couple corny villains, particularly one played by Benjamin Bratt, and the film is just okay. The Infiltrator gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.